This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on World AIDS Day 2024. The participants are Dr. Chinmoy Das, Additional Director General, National AIDS Control Organization, and Dr. Anupam Prakash, Department of Medicine, Lady Haring Medical College. The moderator is Gaura Dhawanlal.
Hello and welcome to our program. Today, the 1st of December, people across the world gather with a purpose and passion to observe World AIDS Day 2024. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Mr. J.P. Nadda addressed the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh. Well, what were the highlights of the program? We have our correspondent Sanjeev with us. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda appealed to the common people to show sensitivity towards HIV/AIDS infected persons and to protect the human rights of infected persons. Addressing the program organized on the World AIDS Day in Indore, Madhya Pradesh, Mr. Nadda said that the central government has worked to stop any kind of discrimination with infected persons through HIV Protection Act 2017. Mr. Nadda informed that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has started implementing the test and treat policy, and the result is that now there has been a 79% reduction in death due to AIDS in the country. There has also been a 44% reduction in new infections. Referring to the India's development journey in the medical field, he said that India has succeeded in making the cheapest and most effective medicine for the disease. He informed that out of 17,30,000 known infected people in the country, now 95% patients have not only been identified but their treatment is also going on. Mr. Nadda expressed hope that India will be free from disease by 2030. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also addressed the function. He said that fear the disease, not the patient.
We are delighted to have with us Dr. Anupam Prakash, who's a professor at the Department of Medicine, Lady Harding Medical College, and Dr. Chinmay Das, who's ADG, NACO, or the National AIDS Control Organization. Welcome to the program.
Namaskar. Thank you.
Namaskar. Like to begin with you, Dr. Anupam. The understanding, social mainstreaming and treatment of AIDS has definitely come a long way. What have been some remarkable achievements in the past few years?
The achievements in the field of HIV and AIDS for as far as the medical technology is concerned and translating to patient care has been tremendous in the last couple of decades. I would say, I will bracket it in ways. Number one, diagnostics. So we have diagnostic tools which can detect viral loads, the HIV virus in the blood of the patients at very low titers, which is an achievement in itself and which has helped into patient management and patient monitoring also. The next is treatment for patients. So the treatment that when we initially started about 3 decades back, the treatment we had one or two drugs hardly. And today we have a basket full of drugs that has actually increased not only the effectiveness of the drugs for the patient, but now the patient can think of a lifespan which is as good as an ordinary individual. So that is the second achievement. The third is from the community perspective, I would say the achievement has been tremendous. 3 decades back, people would just, this is an HIV. There was a lot of stigma attached to it. Today, that stigma has gone down a lot many times, I would say. So it is very minimal. Even if it is existing today, it is very minimal. So the awareness programs like you are holding, All India Radio is holding, so this is creditable. The advent or the evolution in the last 3 decades, I would say, is tremendous. And in all walks of life, for HIV patients also, and for us practitioners who are treating HIV patients.
Dr. Chinmay, we'd like to understand from, we've got a detailed picture about where the disease is in terms of treatment and patient care. Please help us understand the zoom out to policy and practicalities at an organizational level. So NACO has been doing commendable work at this level and with a particular lens of a rights-based approach. So what is NACO now planning with this lens in mind?
That's a very pertinent question in today's world when we have tried to conquer the infection with a myriad of strategies that we have for prevention, for testing and treatment. So we have come a long way since 2010. We have decreased the new infections annually by 44%. We have decreased the AIDS-related deaths annually since 2010 by around 79%. So with all this in mind, we are proceeding forward to detect more infections because we are estimating that in the country, there are around 25 lakh people who we should try to reach out to. So the first step that we are looking at is detecting more. Perhaps the missing people who are not coming forward, who are not having a risk perception and not coming forward for testing, trying to reach out to them. That is one of the strategies which we're trying to. Second is ensuring that everyone, each of these patients who is HIV positive is on treatment so that they don't pass on the virus to others and they continue to remain adherent and virally suppressed. That's the other. The most crucial thing, again, we are working with the Reproductive Child Health Program, is ensuring vertical transmission from mother to child, not only for HIV but also for syphilis, being zero. So that the elimination of vertical transmission, we are working on strategies for that so that every HIV positive mother is not passing on the infection to the baby by being adherent and by being virally suppressed. So these are some of the strategies other than with the regular strategies that we have been doing, like reaching out to the high risk groups and those who perceive risk coming forward for testing.
Do you approach people? Do you see it socially? Acceptance? Because, you know, helping us understand what strategies really work, it would be very interesting.
India is a country which is diverse. Every 100 kilometers, socio-behavioral pattern also changes. So we are devising locally tailor-made strategies for each region. And for that, along with the state AIDS control societies that we have, we are working for ensuring these strategies are in place. And also we are focusing our resources. When we do the annual action plan every year, state finance grant that the state gets. So we ensure that adequate amount of resources are given to those states which need it more. So that's a major strategy which we adopt under the national program.
Coming to you, Dr. Anupam, in terms of, you know, the rights-based approach to access to medicines, where are we positioned right now? And in India, I think if people want treatment, how easily accessible it is, how available it is, how are we doing?
Yes, access to treatment has improved over the years. And in fact, I was about to add myself only, that not only increased detections, but increased people who are taking treatment is another achievement of the government and NACO.
Right.
So NACO has been doing a commendable job, and the number of people who are under treatment has increased tremendously in the last couple of years also, which is again an achievement, because those people who will remain untreated will actually be the more likely to transmit infection. The other thing is how easily accessible it is. So I will again give credit to earlier WHO was sponsoring it, but once WHO has withdrawn, now NACO is taking the credit with the government of India, and they have taken the steps to continue providing the medications for HIV through the centers free of cost. So all HIV patients who are coming to ART centers or antiretroviral therapy centers, which are made by the government of India, the treatment for them and for their complications is free of cost. So that is again a very commendable thing for the government to do. And that actually ensures lifelong therapy for such patients, because this is not a treatable disease. But at the same time, I would like to emphasize that even if it is not treatable, it is controllable. And with effective drug therapy, the levels of viruses in HIV virus infected patients are very minimal. So they actually do not transmit patients. So as Dr. Chinmay was saying, my other panelist, the other thing now, the strategy is how to ensure that those who are actually not still taking the medications, they should be brought under the umbrella and taking the medications. So all these things are actually under consideration, and that is how actually the task of controlling the disease by 2030 is there. And let us hope that we will be successful. Everybody is working hard from top to bottom, including the All India Radio. I will give credit for having this program on World AIDS Day.
Thank you. Dr. Chinmay, wanting to draw your attention specifically to the theme for this year and for the continuation into next year, a rights-based approach. And this is about, it's not just a strategy, it's a commitment to uphold the dignity, health and autonomy of every individual. So in terms of the progress NACO has made to a rights-based approach, we've already been working in this direction.
We, in this regard, I'd specifically like to mention that we have the HIV and AIDS Prevention and Control Act 2017, which ensures that every individual's right to health is taken care of. Plus, this has various provisions under which we want to ensure less stigma and discrimination under the program for every HIV-positive patient. So having said this, I would also like to reiterate what Dr. Anupam was just mentioning. We do have under the program currently more than 17 lakh patients who are taking lifelong free medicine, antiretroviral medicine. And we have 793 antiretroviral therapy centers, ART centers, which are located in various medical colleges and district hospitals for taking care of these people living with HIV. So other than that, we have the testing facilities, we have confirmatory facilities around 5,000 and more than 35,000 HIV screening sites in the country. Here, while saying this, I want to reiterate that the right of every individual for seeking health-related care is duly being taken care of by the government. But here, one message I would like to give to all that till people understand that their health is their right and they take total ownership of their health. So perhaps just making accessible and available will not work till the demand and the information education is percolating to the grassroots level, to every individual, to every home.
Dr. Anupam, and I think somewhere, even as Dr. Chinmay spoke, and you also gave a lot of credit to NACO, there is, I think, at NACO an understanding that doctors, even at the patient level, grassroots level, there seems to be good coordination in terms of the campaigns and strategies. So what has been one strength and plus point? Because normally getting coordination and getting different bodies to work together is very critical. How have the AIDS bodies and AIDS programs managed this?
I would say that initially this came from the WHO. So there was a lot of funding, but over a period of time, once the world scenario became better, the funding had to be by Government of India. So the Government of India does deserve credit for funding it once WHO withdrew most of the grants. There are a number of NGOs also. You must have heard about the Bill Gates Foundation. And they have also pumped a lot of investment in this HIV, this society's NGOs also. And in fact, the Government of India with the NACO, you must have heard about the Red Ribbon Express also. So way back in 2007, 2009, I think, the Red Ribbon Express had toured all over the country. So a lot of investment has been done by the Government of India through NACO and by NACO also. And a lot many other agencies, which I may not be aware of by names, but a lot many NGOs have worked on this count to spread awareness. And the pedestal that we have reached today, and when we can think of that, yes, we can control the disease and bring it to the capacity of nil transmission in next 4 or 5 years. That is the hope. That is because of the investment that we have. The other thing is obviously the commitment. So the commitment of the government is also very important. And it has been there, as Dr. Chinmay was saying, we have so many centers. And the commitment from the judiciary is also there. As you were asking about the rights. So there is a legal framework from the judiciary, and that entails that there cannot be any discrimination. There should not be any discrimination, which we are implementing in letter and spirit. So all these forces actually have brought us to this pedestal where we can boast of our achievements. And yes, we can say that, yes, this is controlled today. We offer a lot many treatment to the patients, and the transmission also, those patients who are taking treatment regularly, the potential for their transfer to other persons is virtually nil.
So what we're hearing you say that we are well on our way to achieving the SDGs with respect to AIDS, its treatment, its control.
Definitely.
And
yes,
possibly eradication. Dr. Anupam Prakash and Dr. Chinmay Das,
yes,
thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on World AIDS Day 2024. The participants were Dr. Chinmay Das, Additional Director General, National AIDS Control Organization, and Dr. Anupam Prakash, Department of Medicine, Lady Harding Medical College. The moderator was Gaura Dhawan Lal. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.